We're all responding to messages and stimuli. We're all taking in input and processing it in different ways. So, when I put this podcast out, someone got back to me telling me that you started sounding like it's a drawl, it's dragged, it's repetitive. And in that very instant, a lot of engines inside of me shut down and I did not want to create even one more episode. And then for a couple of days, I had this uneasy feeling that I carried with me. I was not social. I was not connecting with people. I was not being myself. And then I introspected. I said meditation could mean anything to me and something else to someone other than me. But what it really means to me is to be able to connect with myself when I speak. It's not that I'm just falling in love with my own voice. It's just the words that come through me are not my own. I gently lay that disclaimer out because it's not me speaking. And then a few more signs came. Last night I read something that left me very disturbed because it is part of a very interesting book on the Vedas. And it just suddenly dawned on me that everything in creation is just a layer upon layer of myths, falsehood, mirages, unreal. And the reality is the underlying awareness right behind everything else that is just watching this charade, this drama, this whole play being enacted out there. And when this realization came in, suddenly I felt completely disconnected with life. I said, what is the point? If a whole experiential thing that we are going through is just an act put up, just a stage that has been holographically projected for us to just be a part of it, then what is the point? Of all the suffering, all the pain, all the love, the pang, the aspiration, the dreams, the ambitions, everything is absolutely meaningless because it leads to nothing, it amounts to nothing, it squares back onto the same, dust to dust. And when that sadness enveloped me, the darkness came over me. And of course, with the impending thought that I'd just gone through a life-threatening disease a few months ago, it all added up and I felt there is nothing to it. And then the overpowering feeling of falling into the abyss of sleep, to get into negation, to get into avoidance, to get into closing my eyes and just shutting the whole flow of conscious thinking and awareness. But then it doesn't shut. It takes you into different worlds. It takes you places. Now, what came up this morning was an interesting conversation that a podcast host was having with a channeler, and she immediately described the same thing, that I've had a spiritual awakening despite being connected to a channel, that she can summon these otherworldly light sources to come and talk to her and talk through her. She still needed a spiritual awakening because she was going through the same, finding relationships, love, everything absolutely meaningless. And yet she had this awakening that reminded her that your heart needs to open, need to establish connection with people, need to put out your messages into the world. If you want the world to be more loving, if you want the wars to end, if you want things to be more congenial and livable for everyone. There's so many people hurting at different levels, so many people searching blindly for faith, for connection, for food, for aspirations, for education. There's so much. And they're all souls wandering. Holding another soul's hand is getting back into connection with your own divine self. And that's what she said, and that's what hit me today. That if I cannot find pleasure in material things, if there are no ambitions, no inspirations to amass wealth, to go for fortune that takes me to the pinnacle of success, that makes me more followed and loved, and in that case, What else is there to drive you to get up and draw the next breath, to feel the next heartbeat? The only thing there is to leave a message, to use your God-gifted talents and share the balming impact of words. And then I just sat down, opened page 245 on the mystic Hafiz's poetry, because it tends to give me sort of a daily message and guide sometimes. And just imagine what opened up in front of me. It says, if what you say becomes memorable, most that is said is really like a distant echo. Few minds are strong enough, free enough of prejudice and arrogance, for original thought to want to pass through. The body is like a vase, a bell that can chime. It does so to varying degrees in response to every experience and feeling. The values of vases can differ, as you know, quite a bit. How does heaven assign worth to our sounds? It comes down to this. If what you say or do becomes memorable to another in times of need, an ally are you, then considered by the gods. And I just sat down and stared at this piece in absolute awe. How precise is universe's messaging for us? Yeah, a lot of people speak and their voices are like a distant echo. They fall onto your ears and you let them pass through because they're complaining, they're talking about their personal challenges, they're cribbing, they're bitching, they're doing all sorts of things, and they're uncomfortable with life. They're doing aloud their calculations of money, of their transactions, of their possessions. And of late I've realized that I just tune out of such people. I'm nothing against them, but they're so caught up in a different life that just feels so far removed from reality to me. There's no prejudice, there's no arrogance, and that's what you need to drop to be heard. All I can say is that there's loving acceptance. I understand. I've been on that journey. A few years ago, I was doing that. I was insecure about money. I was insecure about relationships. I was jealous, I was envious, but hey, I'm emptying my vase. There is no prejudice and arrogance, as he writes, and I'm turning my body into a vase, a bell that can chime, the bell that is not stuffed with cotton of too much of meanness, as in ego. And if I can de-stuff my bell and empty it out, like Eckhart Tolle sometimes says, that a stuffed bell can never chime. It has to be hollow on the inside. And of course, all vases and bells are of different varying degrees in response to every experience and feeling. That's what Hafiz was writing thousands of years ago, and it's so true. And we value them differently, right? The value of vases can differ, as you know, quite a bit. They're bodies we love, lust after, admire, appreciate. We absolutely adore their voices, their shapes, their movements, their grace and elegance. And we love them for the souls they embody. But how does heaven assign worth to our sounds? Is what caught my attention when Hafiz says, you become memorable when you're healing someone's wound, when your words fall into the right place and they heal someone. You're an ally to gods because you're doing God's work. And God's work is to remind people, to remind everyone that it's okay to feel the hurt, to be lost, to experience the dark night of the soul that I so often experience. It's just that some people don't even know that they are groping in the dark. A lot of people think they are they're fine. Because the blinding light of material things is so effective that this artificial light hides the true sun. And as I look at the other page on the same piece of poetry, he says, if you just untie the sun, all your problems can be solved. All your problems can be solved if you just untie that sun that somehow got leashed on a pole in you. And that sun is the true light of love, true light of the divine, and it has been tethered to some post and hidden inside of us. And when we let that sun shine and do not let the artificial outside lights to catch us like a deer in the headlights, we are not blinded into running and scuttling with fear. We can look inward, the light shines, and we start following that true light. So, I've put out the next episode. I've just said what I wanted to say because the fees reminded me. My fear in that night reminded me. My absolute social disconnection at an event yesterday reminded me. There's some times when I just totally disappear to the world around me, and it all brings me into the perspective that to know that I don't belong, and to live, to detach, and to be compassionate, to know that this body needs to be carried through with all its aches and imperfections and diseases and failings and slowing down and aging, it all still adds up to a beautiful life. It's a lesson that I'm teaching myself, reminding myself today, and that's exactly the voice I'm putting out for you. If it makes sense to you, keep it. If somewhere some parts of it echo with you, then yes, it might just be memorable, as Hafiz tells me. And if I am in some way aligning with the divine purpose by dropping this message to you just at the right time, I think I'm on course, and that's about what really matters. Am I walking with you? Together, we're walking home. That's what matters.